Oh, that was a trip and a half. I was still collecting treasure for Southend. If they pack them in any more, they'll have to use shoehorns.
Yeah. That new stewardess wasn't bad, was she?
Monica. I don't know, I didn't notice. I'm a happily married man.
So am I. What difference does that make? I'm taking her for a drink down the club.
Oh, that sounds good. I'll come with you.
I don't think so.
Why not?
Well, it's a club. You have to be a member.
I am a member.
Are you? Oh. Linda, she'll be waiting for you.
Ah, yes, that's true. I haven't seen her since yesterday.
Well, not much anyway. I probably won't go myself. You on duty Thursday?
Yeah, Paris and back.
Oh. I'll let you know how I get on with Monica. Love to Linda.
Cheers.
See you Thursday.
Linda, I'm back. Your intrepid birdman is here. The eagle has landed. But don't you want to see what I brought you back from Amsterdam?
A wooden clog with a hyacinth growing in it. I know what I wanted to bring back, but I don't go through customs with it. Oh, what a trip I've had. Two rugby clubs and a team of synchronised swimmers. I had to keep the seatbelt sign on all the way.
Linda, if you're having a lay down, don't bother to get dressed. I'm on my way up. Clear the runway. I'm making my approach now. I'm coming up the stairs. I'm taking my coat off. I'm unbuttoning my shirt. Oh, I'm on the landing. I'm getting closer. I'm outside the bedroom door. I'm opening the door. I'm coming in and I'm going to... Linda? Linda, where are you? Linda, this is your captain speaking. I'll stop playing about. I'm losing height rapidly. Where are you? You knew I was coming home tonight. I told you to be ready. Linda, this is not fair. I've been away since yesterday. I'm entitled to some consideration. All right, if you want to play games, it'll be all the worse for you when I find you. Now, where can my little Barbie doll be hiding from the big, bad, nasty action man who's coming to have his way with her? All right, this has gone far enough. Come on now, grow up. I'm beginning to lose my patience. Oh, this is bloody ridiculous. Where is she? Ah, I know where you are.
So, Fräulein, you're hiding in the wardrobe. You choose to play the hide and seek with Count von Stroheim, the most decorated pervert in the Prussian army. You will come out on the count of Fumpf. Fumpf! Ha ha!
Where have all her clothes gone? No suitcases, no shoes. Underwear drawer. Empty. She's been kidnapped. Oh, my God, there's a ransom note on the pillow.
Dear Richard, I do not know how to begin this letter. I couldn't face telling you personally, so I'm taking the easy way out and writing it instead.
She's smashed the car up. I'll kill her.
I cannot go on living a double life. I've fallen in love with someone else, and I'm leaving you. Your dinner is in the oven.
I'm leaving you? Your dinner's in the oven? How long's she going for?
At my age, this is not a young girl's infatuation. It has been going on for a long time, and whatever happens in the future, I will not be coming back to you. Your pudding is in the fridge. Do not blame yourself in any way for what has happened. You have been a good husband, and I have nothing to reproach you for, which makes it even harder to do what I'm doing. There are two clean airline shirts in the airing cupboard and six at the laundry. Please forgive me. I am very sorry. Your other uniform is at the cleaners. All the bills have been paid. It is nobody's fault. Thank you for the last 7 years. Don't forget to turn everything off before you go to work. I will telephone you in a day or two when I am settled, and we can discuss the divorce. The milkman will only leave one pint in future. Goodbye and good luck. Love, Linda. P.S. I have not smashed the car up. It is in the garage for a service.
It can't be true. I'm dreaming. Jet lag. That's what it is. I've got jet lag. I'm not home yet. I'm still circling over Watford. Of course I'm home. Dear Richard, that's me. Love, Linda, that's her. And she's not here. I don't understand it. We've always been so happy. How could she do this to me? I've not made a drudge of her. She can't complain I've overworked her. I've bought everything for her. Self-cleaning oven, a defrosting fridge, automatic dishwasher, waste disposal unit, electric carving knife, electric tin opener, battery-operated pepper mill. What more could she ask for? My grandmother only had 3 iron pots and a scrubbing board. Dirty big double bars of green soap and great blocks of salt that used to cut up with a knife and then crush it in a cloth with a rolling pin. Her kitchen table was the mangle as well. Great big iron thing with wooden rollers and a copper with a ladle and a big stick. And sticky flypapers hanging down from the ceiling like rolls of film. And she brought up 11 kids. And she didn't leave home. My grandfather did, but that's not the point. It has been going on for a long time. All these months, years probably, I've given her all this and somebody's been giving her something else. It's not fair. Now, come on. Come along. Pull yourself together. Don't give way. You're trained cabin crew, a member of British Airways, and as such, you do not give way to despair in times of crises. It's all laid down. Don't panic. Remain calm. Appear confident. Fasten your seatbelt. And get the booze trolley out. Oh, yes. Oh, where's she gone? Who's she gone with? I didn't realise she fancied. It can't be a stranger. It never is. It's always someone you know. Some filthy little swine has been lurking in the background. That last party we had. Now, who was that hairy little midget with the thick glasses? Talking to him a long time, she was. Expert in mushrooms, she said. Looks like he lives under one, I said. No, she wouldn't insult me by going off with a bloke like him. Well, not necessarily. It's not always the good-looking blokes who get the birds. You ought to know that. Oh, somebody must know where she is. Somebody must be able to help me. Her mother. She'll know where she is. She knows everything. Nosy cow.
9159?
Hello? Rita?
I don't know where she is. And if I did know, I certainly wouldn't tell you.
But...
You've got no more than you deserve. I knew it wouldn't work out. I warned her. I knew it was only a matter of time.
You've never liked me, have you?
No, and I haven't disguised it, have I?
No. But why? What have I ever done to you?
It's not what you've done to me. It's what you did to her. Ruined her life. You didn't only take her away from me, you took her away from British Airways. That's what I've never forgiven you for. She had a career in front of her. She spoke another language.
So did you till you moved out of Walthamstow.
She married beneath her. She should have had the pick of the flight deck. Captains, chief navigational officers. Instead of that, she squandered herself on a mere steward.
I'm a purser.
Call yourself what you will. A rose by any other
name. Well,
I'll
tell you one thing. You can get your own Belgium rolling tobacco in future. You'll get no more from me.
Yeah, that struck home. Well, that was par for the course. I knew I wouldn't get any sympathy from her, evil woman. Oh, bed. Bed. On my own. I can't face that. Not with her and somebody else's. I've got to talk to somebody. I'll go bonkers stuck here on my own. Harry. He'll be home. He's on standby. Thank God for friends. That's the answer. Sympathetic shoulders. He's a good bloke, Harry. My oldest friend. Cubs, scouts, cut thumbs, mingled blood. He'll understand.
Hello?
Hello, Tony. Is your father there?
Just a minute. I'm not sure. Hang on. I'll have a look. Are you in?
Who is it?
Uncle Richard, the Red Baron.
Oh, God. Not him. He goes on for hours. Not today. I can't stand it. Tell him I'm out.
He's out.
Well, when will he be back?
Oh, hang on. What time will you be in?
I heard that.
Stupid lip. Give me a sip here. Hello, Richard, old friend. I've just this minute walked in. What can I do for you?
Can I come round and have a chat?
A chat? Yes. Well, I'd love to see you, but, well, it's a bit awkward. I'm, Yes, well, you see, Betty's arranged something. We're just off out. We've joined a jogging club.
Oh! Well, I'll come over when you get back.
No, you can't. We'll be jogging all evening. It's a sponsored jog.
All evening? What, in the dark?
Yes, it's all right. We wear red lights on our elbows.
Oh, so I'm feeling a bit down.
Oh, why? What's wrong?
Well, I'd sooner not say over the telephone.
Oh, well, all right then. Bye.
Well, all right then, I'll tell you. Linda's left me.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Oh, dear, I am sorry. Oh, that is really rotten.
Well.
Oh, what a shame. Oh, dear, that... Well, I would never have believed it. What you must be going through. What can I say? Well, cheerio, then.
Hang on. Can I come round tomorrow? I mean, do you fancy a drink? I mean, we could go out.
I'm going on holiday tomorrow. Oh, what a shame. Look, I'll give you a ring next week. Or the week after. Don't take it too hard. She'll be back. See ya. It's a close thing.
I thought you were supposed to be a friend of yours.
Well, he is, unfortunately. Tell your mum to get packed. We're going down to the caravan for the weekend.
That's a shame. Because he was a good bloke, Harry. One of the best. He would have understood. They don't come any better than Harry. Julie and Mark. Oh, I haven't seen them for a long time. A bit dull, but nice. Kind and considerate. Just the sort of friends to have at a time like this. Why didn't I think of them before? Probably the most genuine couple I know.
Phone, darling.
I'll get it, sweetie.
Mark, it's Richard.
I'm sorry, we can't come to the phone at the moment, but if you leave your name and number, we'll get back to you as soon as possible. Julie, get your coat on. We're going to the pictures. Quick, before he phones back.
That's about the whole story, really. I mean, I don't know where she's gone. You can imagine how I'm feeling. It's come as a bit of a shock. I just had to speak to somebody, you know, hear a friendly voice. So that's why I phoned you, Jack. Hello? Are you still there? Hello? Oh, there you are. Oh, it's 7:30. Why? 6:20, was it? Have I been on that long? Oh, I'm sorry, I had no idea you were in the middle of a meal. Why didn't you say so? Did you? Oh, I must have forgotten. Yeah. Anyway, the point is, I'm feeling pretty lousy. I mean, you know how close we were, me and Linda. It's very lonely without her. I just want to see someone, that's all. Oh, no, you go and finish your meal, and I'll meet you over at the Swan in an hour's time. That's if you're not doing anything. Oh, you are. Well, what about tomorrow? Lunchtime? Funeral? What funeral? Your wife? Not Vanessa? Oh, no. I am sorry. Why the hell didn't you say, let me rabbit on about my trouble? You should have told me. You did? Oh, I must have gone in one ear and out the other. Look, I'm sorry. It didn't register, but I've been through hell since she left. You've got no idea how miserable life can be. The prospect of facing life on your own, I don't think I can. We were always so good together. I mean, only last summer, when we were all on holiday in Benidorm, she was perfectly happy. I'll come round and show you the photographs. Vanessa looks very fit. Well, at least she was ill. Linda just walked out suddenly. At least you know where yours is. Hello? Hello, Jack? Hello. Must have been cut off. Oh, if only she'd come back. I wouldn't reproach her. I wouldn't mention it. It would be just as though nothing had happened. Oh, please, God, make her come back. Make her walk in now. Make her say it was a mistake. I know I've given you the elbow these last few years, but if you make her come back, I promise I'll change. I'm no good on my own. Please, make her come back. Make her love me and not this other bloke. Please, 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 make... make her come back. Linda! Linda! Oh, thank you, God! Thank you! Linda, darling!
Good evening. We're canvassing on behalf of the Conservative Party.
We wonder if we can count on your vote in the forthcoming election.
Bugger off!
Do you think that was a no or a don't no?
Put it down as a maybe.
Yeah?
It's me. From next door.
Yeah?
I brought your lawnmower back.
At this time of night.
Thought you might need it.
No, I'm going to bed, actually.
Only my wife's left me.
So?
I wondered if you knew anything about it.
Why should I know anything about it?
Well, I am...
We don't socialise, do we?
Well, no.
The only time I see you is when you want to borrow a lawnmower.
I just wondered if you saw her go.
No, I didn't.
Who is it, Craig?
Next door.
Isn't it about time he brought your lawnmower back?
I've just done it.
About time. You've had it for 6 months.
His wife's left him.
Oh, yeah?
I wondered if you saw her go.
No.
I mean, if she was with anybody, if you knew him, what he looked like, whether he'd been here before, whether he was a regular visitor.
Well, do you think all I do is sit here by the window all day looking to see who goes in and out of your house?
Well, no,
I've got 3 kids to look after. Get them up, get them dressed, feed them, get them to school, bring them home again, feed them, wash their clothes, iron them, get his dinner and go to bed. Where I'm going now. I'm sorry about your wife. Goodbye.
Sorry to have bothered you. Not many in tonight.
There were until you came in.
I was hoping to see a few people I knew. Mates.
Oh, yeah.
I needed some company tonight.
Really?
Yes. Somebody to talk to. God, have I got troubles.
And we all.
Not like mine. I've had a terrible shock today.
Oh, yeah.
My wife's left me.
I wish mine would.
How many times have you seen a scene like this in American films? Huh? Hmm? The hero, sitting in a bar in New York, early hours of the morning, on his own, drinking 3 fingers of bourbon, pouring out all his troubles to the barman, pushes his hat back, lights up a Camel. It's 2:45. There's no one in the place except you and me. So make it 1 for my baby and 1 more for the road.
Yeah, well, sorry, the road's closed, mate. 11 o'clock.
Oh, well, I better have another one.
Too late, mate. That was the second bell.
I didn't hear the first one.
Well, that's hard luck, isn't it? Come along now, and you got any arms to go to?
Home. I can't go home. It's empty. Look, you close up and we'll go down to the Chinese.
I don't want any Chinese.
They open till 12.
Go home.
I'll pay.
Will you please?
Yes, just... yes, all right. India?
Out!
One, 5, 7, 1. Oh, please. Please.
BT call minder. No messages.
Oh.
Who can I turn to when nobody needs?
Oh.
Oh, how the ghost of you clings, this foolish thing, remind me of you.
Oh, Linda.
And don't forget, if you have any problems, remember, a problem shared is a problem halved. Why don't you just give us a ring here at Nightline, and we'll do what we can to help you. A friend in need is a friend indeed. And we have a caller on the line. Are you there? Hello, who do I have the pleasure of speaking to?
My name is Burton.
Burton? Not Richard, by any chance?
Well, yes. Actually, that is my name.
Well, well, Richard Burton. And what is your problem, Richard?
My wife has left me.
Don't worry, there'll be another one along soon. And now we have another call on the line.
Just a minute. I hadn't finished.
Look, Richard, we haven't got time for jokey phone calls. There are people out there with genuine problems, desperate people.
I'm desperate. She's left me for another man. She might be listening. I want to talk to her.
If your wife has left you for another man, she's not likely to be up at this time of night listening to the radio.
Yes, but...
Look, Elvis, or whoever you are, if you don't clear the line, we're going to cut you off.
But it'll only take a minute. Oh, is there nobody who cares? There must be someone who...
Oi!
All right, I'm coming!
Yes? Oh, Vicar. Vicar, you must help me. I'm at my wit's end. I'm desperate.
You got me out of bed. I was asleep.
I'm sorry, but I must talk to someone.
And you picked on me?
Well, yes.
Yeah, like everybody else. Are you one of my parishioners?
No. Well, yes, but I haven't been lately.
Only in times of trouble. Typical. At half past midnight, most considerate.
I'm in terrible trouble.
Have you been drinking?
Yes, yes, I have. But that isn't...
If you had been to my church lately, you'd be aware of my views on drinking.
Mm.
It's unhealthy, it's a social evil, and it breaks up homes. What's wrong?
My wife's left me.
You see, I told you. You can't blame the poor woman, married to a drunk. When did she leave?
This afternoon.
This afternoon. And you waited till the early hours of the morning to tell me.
I've been trying to tell somebody all day.
I don't conduct interviews on my doorstep with drunkards at this time of night. Haven't you got a home to go to?
You sound like the barman down the Swan.
I have to be up early in the morning. I've got to sandblast all the graffiti off the wall.
Mm.
Go away, sober up, and come and see me in a week's time. During the hours of daylight.
Leave my letterbox alone!
Come on, come on. Oh, hello, Samaritans. Yes, of course I know what time it is. It's 3 o'clock. I didn't think it mattered. Look, I'm desperate. I'm going to do away with myself. Yes, another one. Well, I can't help it if it's your first night on. No, I don't know what the procedure is. I've never phoned the Samaritans before. I thought you would have had some training. Oh, this is ridiculous. It's like putting the cabin boy in charge of the Titanic. Who's being abusive? Look, the point is, I am contemplating suicide, and surely it's your job to try and talk me out of it. You see, I... Could you turn that radio down? A party? Can I come? Oh. Many happy returns. No, I'm not complaining about the noise. It's just that I'm at my lowest ebb and I... Pardon? I'm depressing you? Oh, I beg your pardon. You shouldn't be on duty then. You should have switched with someone else. My wife's left me. Linda! I'm not suggesting she is there. Oh, forget it. I'm sorry I dragged you away. Enjoy yourself. Good night. I'd stick my head in the oven if we hadn't gone electric. Perhaps if I wired this metal chair up, shaved my head, slipped my trousers up the sides, that might work. I can't even drown myself. We've only got a shower. Linda? Linda? Linda?
Hello. Hello. Is that you, Linda?
You're not Linda.
Neither are you. Please, I'd like to speak to Linda.
Yes, so would I.
Who am I speaking to?
I'm Mr. Linda. Burton. I'm her husband. Who are you? Wait a minute. Don't tell me. It's you. You're him, aren't you? You're the one she's run off with.
Well, I should be, but I'm not. I was supposed to meet her off the train. I've waited for every London train since 6 o'clock. And she hasn't been on any of them. I don't understand it. She said she loved me. When I met her on holiday last summer, she was so happy.
On holiday? Last summer? What, in Benidorm?
That's right.
No wonder she was happy. She had two of us on the go. You weren't the water ski instructor?
No.
The lifeguard?
No.
The snorkel instructor?
No, I was the one sitting next to you building the sandcastles.
The long, thin thing with the white body and the Union Jack shorts and socks?
Yes.
Good God, women. They're a complete and utter mystery.
I don't know what to do. I can't live without her. If she's there, tell her I'm going to throw myself under the very next train. Have you got a timetable?
Well, only for British Airways.
That's no good. I'm scared of flying.
Now, look. You don't want to do anything stupid.
There's no point in living without her. You don't understand.
I do. I'm going through it as much as you are.
But you don't care, though, do you? Why should you?
I do care.
Nobody cares. Nobody's interested.
I am, honestly.
She's gone back to you, hasn't she?
She hasn't, really.
She's in there now, isn't she? Laughing at me.
She's not. I promise, honestly, she's not.
I don't know which way to turn. She was my sole reason for living these last months.
Mine too. I know how you feel. Look, why don't you go home, have a good night's rest, and you'll see things in a different light in the morning?
Go home to that empty house without her. Oh, God, what am I going to do?
Don't give way. Don't upset yourself. Look, why don't you talk about it? A trouble shared is a trouble halved.
No, it's no good. It's the railway line for me.
Now, don't be silly. Now, come on. You tell me all about it. Start from the beginning. It'll make you feel much better. It always helps to talk to someone about it. A nice, sympathetic shoulder to lean on.
Well, it all started that morning on the beach. You were sleeping late. She came out of the sea. She tripped over my sandcastle.
Yes. Yes, I understand. Yes, I'm listening. Yes, I know what you mean. Yeah, go on. Look, don't break down. You're doing fine. Blow your nose. That's better. I can understand you now. Oh, you poor devil. Yes, she is, I know. Look, I tell you what. Where are you? Oh, that's not far. Well, why don't you come over here? Oh, it'd be much better than on the phone. Of course I won't hit you. It's not your fault. I mean, these things happen. I'll make up a bed in the spare room. Call a minicab right now and come over here. How much? Oh, all right then. I'll pay for it at this end.
You have been listening to Naught for Thy Comfort, written by Ray Galton and Alan Simpson, starring Robert Dawes as Richard and Nina Wadia as Linda. Other parts were played by Nick Wilton, Jennifer Piercy, Matilda Thorpe, Les Clack, Robert Harley, and Andy Taylor. The producer was Mark Robson. Naught for Thy Comfort is part of the Galton and Simpson Radio Playhouse, a Red Door production in association with TLBM Productions for BBC Radio 4.